Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Holber Cabrera. Batting ninth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Woodard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The third baseman, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Josh Paul. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dan Wright. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Clayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Ordonez. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Ordonez steals second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabrera fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cordova moves to second. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Paul for a passed ball. Cordova moves to third. Cabrera moves to second. Einar Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cordova scores. Cabrera scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Clayton fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clayton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Paul bunts towards third. Cabrera fields it and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to third. Clayton moves to second. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durham is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Tommy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wright. Tommy scores. Burks moves to third. Cordova moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burks tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Einar Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Diaz is hit by the pitch. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Royce Clayton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clayton bunts towards third. Cabrera fields it and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to third. One out. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Paul is 0 for 0 in the game. Paul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodard fields it and throws to home to get Singleton. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Paul. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Paul steals second. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova who is chasing the ball. Durham reaches third base with a triple. Paul scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jake Westbrook now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez who is chasing the ball. Alomar reaches third base with a triple. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. One out. It's 8-5, White Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. Konerko is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, White Sox. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cabrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Pulsifer now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pulsifer, and towards Clayton, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Singleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Royce Clayton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Clayton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Paul is 0-for-1 in the game. Paul hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulsifer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Thome reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez moves to third. Kip Wells now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Thome moves to third. It's 8-7, White Sox. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 0 for 3 in the game. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Horry now pitching. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera hits a pop-up towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Diaz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Singleton. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 4 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diaz moves to third. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 4 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. Diaz scores. Lofton moves to second. 2 outs. It's Indians, 8, White Sox, 8. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Alomar is walked intentionally. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lofton moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez strikes out. Paul drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gonzalez out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Lee reaches second base with a double. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Singleton is walked intentionally. David Risk now pitching. Royce Clayton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clayton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-8, White Sox. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paul is 0-for-2 in the game. Paul takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rodriguez now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rodriguez, and towards Alomar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Paul moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Aaron Rowand now playing left field. Keith Folk now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Thome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova strikes out. 2 outs. Russell Branyon pinch hits for Holber Cabrera. Russell Branyon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Branyon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.